He will not withhold what you need to become or what He has created you to be. You may have been through challenging times. The economic downturn has affected people of all ages and every income. Millions have lost their jobs. Millions more have seen their savings depleted. Many have lost their homes. Relationships have been strained. We've all been tested. History has shown that depressions and recessions surely do cause suffering, but they also serve as a catalyst for inspiration, creativity, and new levels of achievement that make for better lives and a better world. Many of the world's strongest corporations and family businesses were forged in times such as these. Some doors have closed, but others will open. And to give you strength and fortify your faith, I put this book together in 5 parts. Each is designed to build on the other. The goal is not simply to inspire and motivate you, but to help you see that God's plan is at work in your life. The book begins with a section entitled, It's Time to Believe, because tough times require strong faith, because this too shall pass, because big problems precede bigger things to come, because every disappointment gives us fresh opportunities, and because each season of scarcity gives way to new seasons of increase. It's time to reaffirm your belief that you are one of our Father's children. You are made in His image, and He loves you. It's Time for Favor is the faith fortification section. Here you can bulk up with encouragement to pray bold prayers, to seek thriving over surviving, to choose faith over fear, to expect favor in your future, and to speak faith-filled words. In It's Time for Restoration, I offer you the tools of forgiveness and renewal. These tools include God's ability to turn back time, your power to come back from setbacks, and to bounce back from disappointments. Restoration comes too from living a resurrected life and from holding on to your promise of a better day. It's Time to Trust builds your resolve by reminding you of the things you can trust, that all things work together for good, that God remembers you, that you can gain strength through adversity, and that there will come an anointing of ease. Finally, I've concluded the book with It's Time to Stretch. We stretch to grow. We stretch to build strength. We stretch to reach beyond previous levels of accomplishment and fulfillment. The final chapters will motivate you to step into your divine destiny, to stay open for something new, to find your place of blessing, and to believe for a supernatural year. As you listen to these chapters, keep your heart pure, strive for excellence, and prepare yourself, because it's your time for God's goodness, favor, and restoration. It's your time to walk in the fullness of His blessing.
Part 1. It's Time to Believe. Chapter 1. You're Closer Than You Think.
While on vacation in Colorado, I woke up early for a hike. The 3-mile trail ran to the peak of Beaver Creek Mountain. At the base, there was a sign saying it should take about 3 hours to reach the top. When I looked up to my destination, I was intimidated. The trail was extremely steep. The altitude at the base was 8,000 feet above sea level. The peak stood at more than 11,000 feet. Just walking up the first set of stairs, I began breathing heavier than normal. I had to remind myself to take it easy. At home in Houston, I run several miles a few times a week, and I play a lot of basketball, but the elevation there is only 50 feet above sea level. The thinner air in Colorado had me doubting whether I could make it to the top. I started out with just my cell phone and a bottle of water. Determined, I set a very good pace. The first 15 minutes seemed fairly easy. The next 15 minutes was more and more difficult. I felt as though I was carrying an extra load. I had to stop every so often to catch my breath. About 45 minutes into my hike, the trail got extremely steep, almost like I was climbing straight up. My pathway snaked skyward through thick stands of aspen and ponderosa pine. The view was both beautiful and daunting. My legs were burning and my chest was pounding. As I climbed over a big ridge, I had to stop for air. Sweat was pouring off my body. I thought, if there's another 2 hours like this, I don't know if I can make it. Up to that point, I had not seen anyone else on the path. But then this older gentleman came around the curve, headed down the mountain. He wore a t-shirt, shorts, and hiking shoes, and carried a walking stick.